Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title really fast.
So my name is Nathaniel Dryblade. I'm the concertmaster of the Annapolis Symphony Orchestra, but I'm also the founder and the director of the Annapolis Symphony Academy, which is an after-school music program here in Annapolis.
Awesome. And I just wanted to catch up with you guys because I know, it's been around for decades, but you have a cool youth thing coming up, initiative in the fall. Before we get to the youth stuff, let's take a step back and do an overview. Maybe, you know, someone who doesn't know much about your organization, tell us how long have you been around? When did you start?
So the Annapolis Symphony is going to celebrate its 60th season next year. Good timing when COVID is, you know, on the run, and we're probably going to go back to the concert hall. So the orchestra has been here for 60 years. It's the largest professional orchestra in Anne Arundel County, and it's one of the biggest orchestras in Maryland as well. We do all sorts of subscription concerts throughout the year. We have partnerships with the United States Naval Academy, with the Annapolis Opera. We have a great partnership with our school district here in Anne Arundel. So it's kind of an incredible community organization that does a lot of things.
Great, it's awesome. So you mentioned you're usually, you know, when COVID's not happening, obviously, you're usually in the concert hall. Where, remind our listeners where exactly that's located. You know, if we're driving out, you know, Route 50.
Yeah, if you guys are.
Where do you turn?
Exactly. If you come down Route 50 and you just go downtown Annapolis, we play at Maryland Hall. But we also do often concerts at Strathmore in Rockville. So we have runouts going out there. And recently, due to COVID, during this past season, we also launched a streaming service called Symphony Plus, where people can just attend the concerts online, live streamed concerts. So Annapolis, for those who want to drive by and come to Maryland Hall, Strathmore, as well as online concerts.
Sounds great. Now remind us, who all makes up the orchestra? How many performers are there? You know, are these people with, you know, day jobs who are on the orchestra on the side, or are they part-time employees, or how does that work?
So the orchestra is made up of about roughly between 50 and 60 musicians, depending on the type of programming that we do. And our musicians come from all walks of life. They're music teachers. Some of them play for the different military bands. And since the orchestra performs several times a year, but it's not one of those like full-time weekly orchestras, everybody does different things. So in my case, I also direct the music school. We have teachers, military personnel. Some of our musicians teach actually in the DC area. We have someone who's teaching at the Duke Ellington School, for example. So we come from all sorts of places and all sorts of backgrounds.
Okay, great. So you mentioned earlier that one of the big things coming up is in the fall, you're going to be launching a youth orchestra. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I'll take a quick step back and just talk a little bit about the Annapolis Symphony Academy, which is a new program that we launched about 3 years ago. It's a very unique program in and of itself because on top of being a high-level music education program, it has a social and economical component to it. The social component is we identify the need to diversify the how the American orchestra looks. If you go to a concert hall, both on stage and off stage, you will not see a lot of musicians of color. And we decided we wanted to educate students in a high level music program, but also give the opportunity and the equality for students who are underrepresented in the orchestra to have a chance, to have an equal chance to do this. So we have it's not really a policy, it's more like a guiding principle that we use, and pretty much for every non-minority student we have a minority student. So it's a 50-50 split, and we're trying to integrate as much as we can. we believe that having students that come from different backgrounds play together builds more bridges than if we didn't do that, or if we just did a minority only program. So for that aspect, the program is quite unique. That model doesn't really exist to our knowledge anywhere around. And then we also have a very good financial aid system that to this day, people who applied for financial aid and were qualified for it were never turned back. In other words, if you want to study music and you can't afford it, we have ways to help. It can be a partial scholarship depending on, you know, financial statements. Or, for example, if we have students that come from the school district and they receive their meals at school, free or reduced meals at school, we have tuition, full tuition waivers for them. So that's thanks to the generosity of a lot of our donors and donors of the Napoli Symphony Orchestra that make that possible. And that's kind of the academy. We have a lot of different programs. But one of the most important programs that you alluded that we're going to launch is another kind of groundbreaking youth orchestra. Because in our areas, there are a lot of youth orchestras. So the youth orchestra we are launching is really aimed at those kids who really value their music lessons and they are more advanced players and want to have a slightly different experience. And by different, we mean work with the music director of the parent professional orchestra, Maestro José Luis Novo. He's the conductor of the Annapolis Symphony. And it's very rare that the music director of the parent orchestra works with the students in the youth orchestra. So that's an incredible opportunity for them to be able to experience. And then the part that kind of puts it over the top is, unlike any other youth orchestra, regardless of whether you can or cannot afford it, this orchestra is tuition-free for everyone. So we wanted to focus on the level. We wanted to focus on the kids having a good experience. So we took the tuition out of it altogether. And that's specifically for that youth orchestra on the top of the pyramid. We're calling it the Orion Youth Orchestra. And then we have other groups that can help students come up to Orion in time. We can train them and kind of prepare them for Orion. So Orion is really the biggest, newest thing that we're going to launch next year in September.
Sounds great. Now, you also mentioned that, you know, of course, this fall is going to kick off your 60th anniversary season. Do you have any, you know, 60th anniversary celebrations or concerts coming up? Anything special planned to mark the big occasion?
Yes. Actually, we're just about to finalize our season. And our team at the Symphony is working very hard on this. We have some potentially big names coming to perform with us. And it's in the last, you know, a little portion of organizing and signing contracts. So all the announcements for our 60th season will be coming up very soon. And I'd encourage the listeners to check into the AnnapolisSymphony.org website. And in a few weeks, they'll be able to see the great season that we're planning, as well as what we are about to do with the Academy and Orion.
Sounds great. Now, how long have you personally been with them?
I've been with the Symphony now. It's going to be, next season will be my 12th year. And it's been a, you know, it's been a growth experience. I've gotten the concertmaster job kind of fresh out of college. And it was a great exposure for me, great opportunity to lead a really good orchestra, but also being given the opportunity to develop programs for the orchestra. It's very rare that musicians from within the orchestra are given the platform to help develop educational initiatives or programming initiatives for the orchestra. So we're very unique in that aspect as well.
Great. Anything else you want to talk about before we hop off here? I mean, I have plenty to work with.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would say just for those who are interested in applying for Orion, we are running this little incentive that we're going to do. The tuition for Orion is always going to be free for anybody who applies. We do have an administrative fee that we charge, but we're waiving that fee for anyone who applies before May 31st and sends their audition tape. We're doing that online this year before July 15th. So if they apply before May 31st and send their audition tape before July 31st, 15, sorry. Let me say that again. If they apply before May 31st and send their audition tape before July 15th, we will waive the administrative fee for them. And they, there's more information that is available on our website. It's www.freeyouthorchestra.com, and they can sign up there as well.
Awesome. So you heard that. It's May 31st is the deadline, and it's free and great, you know, exposure and learning under the learning tree of, you know, some really experienced musicians. So why wouldn't you do it? If you got a young, you know, you got a kid out there who is interested in music, it's the perfect thing to do. So
absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure meeting you. And we'll get this up online and on the radio, and hopefully, you know, get some people to come out.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.